This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of May 12th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Happy Mother's Day. As we get into Mother's Day, why not start with the first mom? And let's go straight to the book of Genesis, and we'll start in... Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning on this special Mother's Day. And as we're in the book of Genesis right now, chapter 2, talking about the first mom and the creation of the first mom, let's jump back into verse 23. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." The first mother created by the Lord. So you know that's a special person, because God realized that Adam couldn't do it alone. Adam needed somebody. God created Eve. Mothers are super important. And we'll get into that deeper right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and it is Mother's Day today. And as we get in deeper in talking about our moms and mothers, I thought I'd throw some facts out to you, and you know, we can talk about them. According to PewResearch.org, they state that moms spend more time with their children than dads do, especially when their children are young. And this came from a 2021 American Time Use survey. It said, during waking hours, mothers with children under six spent 7.5 hours on childcare per day on average, while dads spent 5.3 hours. While with their young children, these moms spent 2.7 hours per day on caregiving tasks. Fathers spent 1.6 hours per day on caregiving activities. Moms with children ages 6 to 12 reported spending an average of 5.7 hours per day on childcare, while dads logged 4.2 hours. Mothers with teens ages 13 to 17 also spent more time doing this than fathers did, 3.8 hours versus 3 hours. You know, we can debate, you know, how much time mom and dad spend with their kids, because I take it personal. You know, I'm a very devoted dad to my kids. But I'm very thankful that I have a wife who is the mom that she is to her kids and grandkids. It means more than anything to have a mom and dad in a household. Moms are special because they are the ones that love. And let me see how I can put this. When you're a child and you're riding a bike and you fall on your bike and you scrape your knee, I'll just put a typical comment from dad will be, rub it, put some dirt on it. It's going to be okay. You know, I always tell my kids, what's the worst thing that can happen? In six weeks, it'll heal. Moms are different. Moms are going to say, let me take a look at that. Moms are going to wipe it off. Moms are going to take care of that wound. And moms are going to wipe the tears off your face. Moms are special. We'll get into more of that right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning on this special Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Why don't we just do another statistic? The last one's pretty fun to talk about. So, according to PewResearch.org, they say moms are more likely than dads to say being a parent is harder than they expected. The 2022 fall survey found about two-thirds of mothers and a smaller majority of fathers, 58%, say being a parent is a lot or somewhat harder than they thought it would be. That includes 30% of moms and 20% of dads who say it is a lot harder than they expected. Larger shares of moms and dads also say they find being a parent tiring, 47% versus 34%, and stressful, 33% versus 24%, all or most of the time. Moms, what do you think out there if you're listening? Is it more tiring? Are you more tired, or is your husband more tired when you're being a parent? Because it's tough. I mean, you know, I had four, and there are some tiring days being a parent. You know, I was thankful that during most of my child's life, my wife didn't have to work, and she got to stay home while they were young. And that meant a lot to me, because I think that's what God intended. Like I mentioned before, moms are the loving ones. They are the ones that, the nurturing ones. They have a special bond with their kids. And I'm not saying dads, you don't, because I'm with you. I feel like I have special bonds with my kids. But it's different being a dad than being a mom. And I salute all the moms out there for the job you do. And I know these statistics we've talked about, moms versus dad percentage-wise, but I know in the world we live in today and how Satan has gotten into the home and wrecked homes, there are a lot of single moms out there that are doing a tremendous job keeping the family together, keeping their kids housed, keeping them clothed, keeping them fed. Thank you for doing that. Shame on the dad that's not there. But I'm thankful we have moms that stand up and can take care of their family. And I want to wish those moms a special happy Mother's Day. And we'll talk more about it coming up right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
So dads, here's a question for you. What do you really want? What is the story your life is telling? What does your story say to your kids? What does your story say to your wife? How does your story read to those that you come in contact with every day? Dads, what is it that you really want? What is the message of your life? Dads, if we want to be the daily active devoted dads, the dad that God has called us to be, we've got to make sure that what we want is truly our story. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives us. So come on, man, suit up.
What a powerful message by Dr. Jeff Springer. I know it's Mother's Day, but it's always good to hear that from him because he believes, and it is so true, that we need dads in the family. But we need moms in the family. We need the mom and the dad unit in the family. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. God bless all the mothers. And let's just stop and say a prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you didn't create Adam and just leave him be. God, you knew Adam needed someone, and you sent Eve. And just like in every man's life, you send that one special woman. And that woman becomes a mom. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you will be with those mothers. Lord, there are mothers out there that are you have exalted. You've lifted them up, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, I know there are mothers that are struggling just to make it through the day. God, I ask that you will pick them up, Lord, and that you will lift them and you will bless them. That their face will look to you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for all the moms. I thank you for my mom. I thank you for my wife, who's a wonderful mom and a wonderful grandmother. God be with our listeners today. Keep them safe. And Heavenly Father, prepare them for the week ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, there it is. It's Mother's Day. And, you know, my mom is not around anymore. She's in the presence of the Lord. And my wife's mom is not. This will be the first Mother's Day that she's not with us, and she's with the Lord. Moms are special, and I just want to take this to the last segment of the show. I just want to, you know, thank my wife for being a great mom. You've always loved our kids. You've always sacrificed for our kids. And now that our kids are grown up and have kids, you know, you're the best men they could find. You love the grandkids. And that means so much to me. Because I can look back and see the grandmother I had. And how much she loved me. And I want to take this special time to thank my Aunt Joanne Hogan, who took me in and loved me like a mom. Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for sitting in here with me this week. We'll be back with guests next week. And this will be really exciting because it'll be a father of one of the Christian independent artists I had on the show a week ago. Her dad will be zooming into the show, and we'll get that perspective to learn about him and about his daughter's career. So stay tuned to that. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll have that interview. But if he comes back, we'll be in a much better place than this. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.